For that series, we're examining Tesla's effect on Northern Nevada, which includes big questions about infrastructure needs as more people move to the area for new jobs. That's why the TMRPA is doing a regional housing study to look at where growth may occur. Along with Kim Robinson, I'm joined by GIS coordinator Jeremy Smith as well. And Jeremy, you're helping to head up that study, right?
That's true, yes. So we take information at the parcel level that we get from Washoe County, from the assessor, basically, and we use that as the unit that we are able to predict the future on. So every parcel has a certain kind of zoning. To some degree, we know what could go there. We're capable of using our model to not only forecast, say, a line into the future, like we expect we'll have so many people, but actually put those people on the ground. And we do that, like I say, at the parcel levels, and that allows us to then re-aggregate the data. So, for example, we could re-aggregate future growth to different school districts, and we could look specifically at how that would affect the schools.
And one of the reasons we found this to be so important or useful to the various agencies that we work for is that the cost of many services and infrastructure that is provided by the government is so dependent on where it's located.
And as you plan for the future with this study, where do you expect development to happen most rapidly?
We're specifically looking at two distinct patterns of development. One that is, you might say, is a status quo where we go to the fringe and we continue to build suburban developments.
When you say fringe, what do you mean?
The fringe for me really is just inside what we call the Truckee Meadows Service Area boundary, the TMSA.
And that was set by the agency in 2002, the idea being that municipal-type infrastructure such as water, wastewater, and roads won't actually be provided outside of that particular line.
Right. And so when you say building to the fringe, do you mean suburban sprawl?
Some folks might call it that, but when I say to the fringe, you know, if you look, there are several thousand units that could be realized that are just inside that boundary. We actually have quite a bit of vacant land and potential capacity inside our Truckee Meadows service area. In looking at the data, we can see that we have a vast majority of single-family homes is what we're sort of considering for the future.
So what do you do with that information?
One of the goals of our study is we're partnering with four regional service providers, the Water Authority, School District, the RTC on roads, and also dealing with the local jurisdictions around wastewater. And we're looking at trying to get the cost differences in these two patterns of spatial growth. If we grow more to the fringe, does that incur greater costs to wastewater, for example, or maybe it's less costs for schools or vice versa? We don't necessarily No, we're in the midst of completing that work right now, but we are really trying to get a feel for the relative difference in cost based on how we grow.
And growing out to the fringe is the status quo. What is the other possible scenario?
Well, another scenario that we considered was more of a core, moving towards the core, not in a huge way. It wasn't like we said, oh, the growth will occur inside the McCarran Ring, because that's just not possible. But taking a reasonable approach to what if we build a little bit more towards the center, and what if we choose housing products that are a little more dense? How is that going to change our cost scenarios in the future?
Jeremy Smith, you're the GIS coordinator for the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Agency. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
And Kim Robinson, executive director, thanks so much.
Real pleasure to be here.
I should also mention that the results of that housing study are coming out next month, so we'll have an update for you then on what they've learned. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.